decide whether you are in faith, hope, or disbelief? Find out more as Gloria Copeland continues with Faith in God's Word, Your Fearless Confidence, next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. We're in victory this week because we're in faith. We are believing God. We believe what's written in the Word. The just shall live by faith, the Scripture says. Amen. So let's see where we want to start today. I told you the first of the week that Andrew Murray says, faith is always making the way for God. That really is what faith does. Here's what unbelief does. Let's just compare the two. One is in opposition, one is for you. One's for you, one's against you. What does unbelief do? Unbelief says, I'm not going to get my healing this time. Unbelief says, I'm sick. I don't want to hear any more about healing. I'm hurting. I know I'm sick. And I just can't receive healing. I can't receive it. I tried it yesterday. It didn't work. I'm not believing in healing anymore. That's unbelief. That's receiving zip, nothing. But faith says, the Bible teaches us, and we'll read these scriptures before we're through, but faith is, according to the Word of God, believing you receive when you pray. Faith believes it receives when you pray. So what does that mean? Well, if you leave prayer, let's just say you need money, you need finances, you need a job, whatever it is. Let's just talk about that natural realm. And you go to prayer and you ask the Lord for a job, and then you leave your place of prayer and somebody says, well, do you have a job? Have you found a job? And you say, no, there just doesn't seem to be anything out there for me. I have looked and I've looked and I've looked. Well, what's wrong with that? Well, you prayed, you asked God for a job, but you forgot to believe you received a job. Faith believes it receives when it prays, not when it sees. If you believed it and it came to pass and suddenly while you were praying, you got a job, you wouldn't need faith because you'd already have it. So faith is for us when we haven't received, when we need a manifestation from heaven. So when you pray, you believe you receive it, and that means that you leave, not just while you're praying, not just say, I believe I receive it, and then you get up and you talk about, I need a job, I don't have a job, I'm afraid I'm not going to find a job. I've tried to find a job. There doesn't seem to be a job out there for me. I've looked everywhere. What happened? You didn't believe you received it when you prayed. You just prayed. You asked for it, but you didn't take it. Faith takes when it prays. And then it talks like it has it. That's about as easy as I can put it to you. So faith talks, it receives, it believes it receives when it prays, whatever it is, healing, salvation of your children. And things that can take a while to come around where other people are concerned even. It takes a while, you know, sometimes to get other people following God. But it believes it receives. Well, what if you're believing for your child? You believe you receive when you pray. The child comes in drunk. He's high on drugs. The sheriff calls you and he's picked up your son and he's in prison. He's in jail and you got to come bail him out. And yet you've been believing for his salvation. Now, if you quit believing for his salvation because the opposite thing has happened, what are you doing? You let go of your faith. Faith believes it receives the answer. Whatever, you go to the scripture, you find the answer, you pray it, you believe you receive it, and that means you take it. You take the answer, and that means you talk the answer. You do not give up. You do not become despondent. You don't beat your child to death when you get him home. You deal with him. Take his car away from him. Do whatever you want to do like that. But you don't quit believing for him. Ask me how I know. your child, if you don't let go, will turn out right. But faith hangs in there. The same thing is true of healing. The same thing is true of prosperity. I'm telling you, we began to believe God for prosperity when we were in debt and we didn't have any prosperity. We didn't have a regular job. We went into the ministry and, you know, it was give and take for a while. But we stood for it. We believed for it. God always got us through it. We believed for it and actually did get out of debt. And then we believed for it and we stayed out of debt. But it wasn't easy, and we had to do it by believing we receive when we pray. That is faith. So in this scripture, let's look today. We said yesterday, and I'm going to read through some of the things that we said our last few days. Cast not away. This is Hebrews 10:35, talking about faith. These people had their goods spoiled. They were being persecuted. They were a gazing stock, Hebrews says. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. So even though pressure's on, you have to hang on to your faith. You could say there, cast not away, therefore, your faith. Cast not away, therefore, your believing God. Because hard times come, because something turns out opposite from the way you're believing, because you see something out there and things happen that's the opposite of what you're believing for, faith hangs in there. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence or your faith, which has great recompense of reward. If you won't cast it away, you'll be rewarded. If you're not moved by what you see, and that's a great way to say it. That's something we learned early on. We're not moved by what we see. We're not moved by what we hear. We're not moved by this thing or that thing or whatever it is bad that's opposite from what we're believing. We're not moved by it. What are we moved by? We're moved by what the Word says. We have a scripture. You go to the scripture. You find the scriptures. You stand on the Word. You find where God says you can have it. And what do? You take it. You take it. For you have need of patience that after you've done the will of God. So there's something required on our part. We do the will of God. You might receive the promise for a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now, that's today, tomorrow is going to be now when it gets here. Now the just shall live by faith. Now the just shall live by believing what God says and not by what the circumstances say, not by what the bad news says, not by what the television news says, not by what the newspaper says, not by what the neighbor says, the boss says, but the just shall live by faith now. Now the just shall live by faith, by what the Word of God says. If any man draw back, now here you are under pressure. I'm telling you, this is a powerful explanation of walking out your blessing and the things that belong to you. Now today, the just shall live by believing God in verse 38. But if any man draw back, if you quit believing God, so let's say you've been believing God for some weeks, but now you've quit believing. You've given up. You've let go of what the Word says. And you're saying, essentially, I'm throwing in the towel. I'm giving up. This is not working. You don't say those words. You don't say, I'm giving up, usually, but you say, you know, this is just not working. I mean, I'm not getting any results. I've been believing God. I've been confessing the Word, and nothing's happening. When do you get to do that? When is it okay to give up? Never. You hang in there until the answer comes. What if it takes? I think it took us 11 months to get out of debt. And really, as debt is now, that we didn't have a lot of debt, but it seemed like a lot because we didn't have money. But we didn't give up. We were believing to get out of debt. It took us 11 months to pay off the notes and everything that we owed and so on. And so it happened. What if we had at 10 months said, you know, what if I'd gone into Ken and said, Ken, this is not working. This faith stuff doesn't work. If that would have worked, we'd be out of debt by now. And look at us. We're still in debt. We still owe those notes. Nothing's happened. Don't be that kind of a wife. You be the faith wife. You say, listen, we can do this thing. We're not going to quit in Jesus' name. I didn't go into Ken and say, let's quit. No, we stood on the word of God until the answer came. Now, today, that's always right now, the just shall live by faith. You could say, now the just shall live by believing what God has said in his word. If he says I can have it, I can have it. If he says, if two of you agree as touching anything on the earth, they shall have whatever they ask, then I can have. Ken and I can agree. We can touch that car. We can touch that house. We can touch whatever it is we're believing for, our healing, our prosperity, our children. We can touch that thing with our faith and change it to be right. That's walking by faith. Now the just shall live by faith. Faith is not believing what you see. Faith is believing what is written in the Word of God. If you don't know what's written in the Word of God, you don't have faith. It's not a positive attitude, although it includes a positive attitude, because if you believe you receive it, you're going to have a positive attitude. But it's not a positive attitude only. It is taking Scripture, and like on prosperity or healing or whatever, abundance, and taking it because God said it, put it in your eyes, in your ears, get it in your heart, say it out your mouth, I believe I've received my prosperity. I believe I've received being out of debt. I believe I've received this car paid off, and I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up until it's done. That's faith. Now the just, those who are right standing with God, shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, God is saying, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. He's not given pleasure when you draw back, because now you can't receive what he has for you. You cut yourself off and you become what? A castaway, this portion of Scripture says. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back. I tell you, when you're in a hard place and devil's trying to get you to give up on your faith, come to these Scriptures and start saying them out loud and say, we are not of them that draw back. We won't quit. We won't stop. We are of them that believe to the saving of the soul, or to the wholeness, the prosperity, the blessing. Now, it goes right into chapter 11. You know, the translators added chapters, verses, and so on. So let's just start back up here with 39. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Now, faith. Now when? This is talking about now, when we don't see the answer we want. Now, when nothing seems to have happened. Now, today, whenever that is, it's going to be now. Now, faith is the substance, the evidence, in other words, of things hoped for. Hope is good. I hope to have a new house. I hope to have a car. That's good. But it's not got substance. It's wonderful. It's good. It's good to have hope. It's bad when you don't have any hope. But faith has substance. Faith gets the new car. Hope likes to think about it and hope. There's a hope I get something, but there's nothing to take hold of the new car with hope. But with faith, that's different. With faith, I believe, Father, I'm asking you for that car. And I'm telling you right now, on the basis of the book of Hebrews, I believe I receive my new car. I take my car now. And we're going to talk about Mark 11, where it talks specifically about that before this is over. But I take that car. When you pray, you take the car. You take the healing. You take the salvation of your children. You take it by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hope has no substance. But faith gives substance to the things you just hope for. Now, who decides whether you're in faith, whether you're in hope, whether you're in unbelief? You do. You make a decision, and you're going to be doing something. You're either going to be in hope, you're going to be in unbelief, or you're going to be in faith. So you might as well say, okay, I'm going to do this faith thing. I'm going at this in faith. Faith is when? Tomorrow. Tomorrow, I believe I receive this. I believe that I'll get it tomorrow. No, that's hope. Future. Hope's in the future. Faith is in the now. I believe. I ask God for this job, the perfect job. And right now, right after I ask Him for it, I believe I receive, even as I'm praying, I believe I receive. And it says that faith is the things, the substance of things not seen. So faith, the moment you believed you received, substance happened in the spirit realm. It took image, it took place. Now, when you learn this, you'll learn to pray and say, Lord, I believe I receive that job right now. I'm asking you, show me where it is, lead me, direct me, guide me. And as we were saying yesterday, you might just decide, well, I'm going to stop in here and have a cup of coffee. You go in there and have a cup of coffee or whatever the Lord. See, that's being led. You don't always know what's tied to a direction. You don't always know. Well, go in there and apply for a job. That may be where your job is. Well, what if it's not where your job is? Well, did it hurt you to go in there and apply? No. So I like to follow things, even if I don't know for sure. Maybe I think, well, you know, I just kind of, we use feel, but that's really not a good word. I'm just sort of, you know, I think maybe I should just go there today, or I should just do that today. That's the way the Spirit of the Lord leads you. So He might have just said, go here, have a cup of coffee. You'd be talking to somebody an opportunity for a job just turns up. It's important to be led by the Spirit. Now, that's another subject. Though, through faith, now faith is the substance of the things we hope for. We hope for things, but faith gives substance. It brings it into the material here and now realm. The things we hope for, it's the evidence of things we can't see. Faith takes hold of things we can't see, and it brings it into this realm where it can be seen. Glory to God. Faith is so powerful. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. What did God say? Let there be light. Let there be a light in the firmament. He made the sun. He made the moon. He said it, and it came to being. God operates by faith. He said some things over you. They're good things. You need to get in agreement with it. Through faith, we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God. Then he talks about so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. What were they made of? Faith, God's word, our words as we speak God's word, as we act on God's word, the manifestation comes in the natural realm. You say, I don't believe that. That'd be too easy. Well, you try it and see how easy it is. See how easy it is to stand by faith and not be moved by what you see. It's not easy. It takes a lot of determination. It takes a bold step to say, I believe I receive regardless of what you see out here in the natural realm. By faith, Abel offered, and then it goes through the Hall of Fame here, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it being dead yet speaketh. But by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Enoch did not die a natural death. He was just taken out of here. And so now we know that it didn't just happen. Enoch did it by faith, and was not found because God translated him. What a way to go. And before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. So Enoch used his faith. He didn't die. He was just taken out. But before that happened, he had this testimony. He pleased God. He was obeying God. He was walking with God. And he had faith. He didn't just get up and disappear one morning. He had faith. He was obeying God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. If I don't believe God's real, how am I going to cometh to him? It's not going to happen. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder. So it's not enough, according to Hebrews, to just believe that God exists. This says, you believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we believe that God is, and we believe that he's a rewarder. We believe what he says in his word. We take it. We put it in our eyes, in our ears. Whatever he says in his word, we have it. Healing, we put in our eyes and our ears. We get down in our heart, and it gets in our heart, and it comes back out our mouth saying, I'm healed. I'm healed. I believed I received my healing, and I'm healed. It doesn't go in your eyes, in your ears, get in your heart, and come out your mouth. I hope I'm healed. Maybe someday I'll be healed. No, what does it say about faith? We'll study it before we're through, but it says, faith believes it receives when it prays. Now that is the key to receiving, and that is the key to changing things out here in this natural realm, and that is the key to beginning your walk of faith by walking it out. You find the scripture that gives it to you. You act on that scripture. You believe you receive it, not when you see it, but when you pray. And you go from that place of prayer saying, I have it, I believed I've received it. And you don't let circumstances talk you out of it. You don't let pain talk you out of it. You don't let fever talk you out of it. You don't let recession, depression, lack, unemployment, anything else talk you out of it. You lay hold of it and you say, I have it. And that's it, in Jesus' name. I'll be right back.
When your life is filled with questions, it's not easy to let go and let God take over in every area. But no matter your age, your background, your past, or your current circumstances, living a godly life with purpose is within your reach. In her trademark inspiring style, Gloria Copeland gives you the 10 keys to finding your destiny. Embark on a study that will change the course of your life with any one of these three resources. God's Master Plan for Your Life, the New York Times bestseller by Gloria Copeland. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, the video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal, and God's Master Plan for Your Life, an abridged audiobook read by Gloria Copeland. Each of these study tools is designed to help you discover and connect with God's Master Plan for Your Life. Find real answers to real life questions from a real God. Order your God's Master Plan for Your Life products at a special price, just $12 for the book, $49.95 for the video curriculum with interactive workbook and journal, and $22 for the audiobook on CD. Log on to our website at kcm.org and order online, or call toll-free 800-575-4455. God's plan is exciting and available for you to receive. Find out what He has planned for you today.
You know, if you want a change, you have to make a change. And this curriculum is a great way to learn the Bible. It's made for your personal Bible study or group study, prayer meetings, whatever you have where you're teaching people. And we have testimonies how it's literally ignited churches. It's good for classes, church classes. It will take you down a path that will lead you to God's perfect plan for your life. And that's where you want to be. That's the best place that you can be, is in the will of God. Also, we have the, for purchase separate from this, we have the book and the audio book. I went into the studio and I did an audio book for it, so you can listen going to work or while you're sitting in the sun tanning or whatever it is, while you're washing dishes. So get this. You know, if you want to change, make a change. Go after the things of God. These things, here's your situation. You're endeavoring to change your whole outlook on life. everything, every way you think. And the Bible calls that renewing your mind. Now, you have to go after it and to get that mind renewed. You have to spend time in the Word. You have to take it. You don't just get that in Sunday school once a week. You have to decide, I am going to learn the will of God, and this will help you to do it. So order yours today and get one for your church, too. Order one for your pastor, your family. I want to pray for you just real quick. We're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the healing power of God flowing into them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. You be healed. Jesus has already bought and paid for it. It's a done deal. Now you say, I take my healing. I receive it in Jesus' name. We've got prayer ministers in all of our different offices around the world. Here at KCM, it's 24/7. Not in every place, but in here, it's 24/7. So you've always got prayer. You can always have somebody to help you. We're in Australia, Europe, Africa, England, Eastern Europe. And in Fort Worth headquarters, there's here somebody's here to pray every day, 24 hours a day. We're interested in your well-being. Kenneth and I love you, our partners and friends, and we thank you for watching the broadcast. And we thank you for going for God. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you'd like to purchase a copy of today's broadcast, visit us online at kcm.org or call or write to us today. To receive your gift, Faith and Patience, The Power Twins, a book by Kenneth Copeland, go to our website or call our special toll-free number, 888-326-0011, or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. One copy per household, please. Join us at one of our events in 2009. Prepare to hear from God, activate the Eden blessing, and engage in the Word like never before. Come to the West Coast Believers Convention June 29th through July 4th at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. The Southwest Believers Convention is August 3rd to the 8th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Then, join us at the Days of Refreshing meeting, September 13th to 18th at Eagle Mountain International Church, right here at the Kenneth Copeland Ministries headquarters in Fort Worth, Texas.
Thousands of people together on one accord, believing the Word, tapping into that power, that Word. It is life transforming. You'll never be the same.
To find out more about these or other Kenneth Copeland Ministries meetings, go to kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Remember, the glory will shine in 2009. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
When you're walking by faith, you're unlimited. You're only limited to how much Word you've put in your eyes and your ears and in your heart.